This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. We're doing a surah a day, alhamdulillah, from our tafsir of Juz Amma. And we're at surah number 87, which is Surah Al-A'la. And Surah Al-A'la is one of those surahs that was often recited by the Prophet ﷺ. It's a Meccan surah revealed in Mecca. It was a surah that the Prophet often recited every Jumu'ah prayer and also in the days of Eid. Surah Al-A'la and the surah that is immediately after it, Al-Ghashiyah, which we will also inshallah speak about in our upcoming episode. But Surah Al-A'la has so many important connotations in it that it became the surah that is read whenever you have a large assembly of Muslims in front of you. It is one of the surahs that calls people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the oneness of Allah, to understanding our place before Him. It also reminds us of our life and our death and our mortality, and it speaks about the recommended deeds to achieve an eternal success, both in this life and in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَبِّحْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. Begin by glorifying. Do everything in the name of the glorification of your Lord, who is Al-A'la, the Most High. Most High is not just a placement. It's not a physical location. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not defined in a way that you would say He's confined to a particular place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rises above His throne in the manner that befits His majesty. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa. But this concept of A'la means that nothing ascends above Allah. No one can say what Allah does not want to be said. No one can do what Allah does not want. No one can claim or choose or create or have any power except that it is from the power of Allah. And therefore, Allah is the supreme. الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. So Allah, the very next thing after saying He is Al-A'la, He lets you know this. He is the one who created everything, not just gave a creation and let it mature in the way that it wants, but He's the one who proportioned it according to His dictates. وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى. Not just created it and proportioned it, but He's the one who measured its decree, its ordainments, its preordainments, even before it's come into creation, its beginning and end, its known, its lifespan, its duration, its size, its wealth, its rizq, whatever it is, its food, its breaths of air, its everything is proportioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is Allah who made this qadr, who made this determination and decree, but He is also the one who gave it guidance, fahada. He's the one who allowed it to mature in the way and in the process that He seeks. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written the creation and the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the qadr of Allah is that He has written what is to occur. His knowledge surrounds everything. He doesn't learn by observation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows what will happen before it happens and what could happen even though it will never happen. He has the divine will. Everything happens in the cosmos by what Allah wills to happen. And when a person sins, it's not because Allah wishes for them to sin, but He gives them the opportunity in His will. In the will of Allah is He gives you an opportunity to choose right and wrong. He doesn't wish for you to do what is wrong, but He allows you that choice. It's from the will of Allah that you are allowed to make those infractions and errors, which you will be accountable. And finally, ala lahu al-khalq wal-amr. To Allah is all of the creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qaddara fahada walladhi akhraj al-mar'a. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who brings out the pastures, all the types of vegetation and crops. Faja'alahu ghutha'an ahwa. And then it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that allows it to decay and to become stubble and to be eaten and be consumed. It's a transience of life. You live and you grow and then you mature and then you will eventually return to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. Sanuqri'uka fala tansa. You will be given this Qur'an, it will be sent to you as a recitation, and you will be made not to forget it. Meaning it's something that will be engraved in you, and it will be engraved in your practice, in your recitation, and in your attitude, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet in the very early days, he was worried that he would receive something from Allah and that he would forget it. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these two verses are linked. سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى. You will be given this Qur'an, it will be recited to you, you'll be taught it, and you shall not forget it, except what Allah has willed for you to forget. And therefore, there are verses in the Qur'an that are mansukh, that have been abrogated. Other verses have been sent that have taken their place because a new ruling has come into effect, a new recitation has come to effect. مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, no verse is abrogated from you, removed from your heart, except we bring in its place that which is better in your time and moving forward from that day. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, except by the leave of Allah, إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى. He knows what is apparent and what is hidden within you and within others. وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى. Ya Muhammad, we shall always make things easy for you and give you an ease in facilitating righteous deeds. فَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى. Therefore, remind them. Remind your ummah, remind your people, remind your community, because the reminder will profit them. In نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى, to remind people of what is right, to share with people goodness and good news, is one of the things that we shouldn't assume, oh, people already know. To give a reminder is not to give a lecture, but it is to make an indication of Allah's mercy that alivens and awakens a person's intent to worship Allah, to be subservient to Allah, that brings them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, the Prophet ﷺ was warned also about talking to people about abstract observations that they might not understand. Ali radiallahu anhu, he reported, he used to say, حَدِّثُ النَّاسَ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ عُقُولِهِمْ. Speak to people according to their intellectual ability, to their knowledge ability, to what they can understand from the Qur'an. سَيَذَّكْرُ مَنْ يَخْشَىٰ. The one who has fear in his heart will be reminded. The one who has piety in his heart will benefit. فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind them, the reminder benefits the believer. وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى. The one who will consistently, constantly, regularly turn away from a reminder that other people benefit from and they don't benefit from it, it's because there's a wretchedness in the soul. And this is something we self-identify. It's not you call and point people and say, I told you that means you are a wretched person. No, it's that you say, SubhanAllah, you know, I used to do this and now my heart doesn't call me to doing this good. What's wrong with me? How can I improve? الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارُ الْكُبْرَى. That kind of person who doesn't care about their eternal abode is the one who will enter into the great fire. ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى. They will neither die in it, nor will they have longevity or goodness of life. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. On the other hand, the one who purifies himself and the one who nurtures his soul, the one who seeks to make himself clean inwardly, outwardly, intellectually, spiritually, physically, they will achieve success on the Day of Judgment. And therefore, there are three types of spiritual cleanliness, as three types of purification. It's of the spirit, it's of the body, and it's of the material. Your wealth, your physical being, and your spirit. Very, very important steps to being a person of tazkiyah. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. The one who remembers Allah is the one who will remember Allah and be continuous in his prayer. And therefore, the sign that Allah always gives us in the Qur'an of a person's righteousness and whether they are attainable to Allah, close to Allah, is how consistent they are in their salah. You know yourself, I know myself. How good do you pray? How much of the sunan do you make? How many of the nawafil do you have? Do you have a share of the night between you and Allah? That is an indication of your state of heart. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Rather, many have put forward the preference to the worldly life than the akhirah. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. But the next life, the hereafter, the one that is long-lasting, is better for them and more long-lasting. If they only thought about it, they would take greater caution in how they live their life today, and to be a person who seeks the akhirah as much as and more so than the dunya. Inna hadha la fi as-suhuf al-ula. What has been given to you has been sent in the former scriptures and has been sent to those of the patriarchs and the prophets that preceded you. Of them, suhufi Ibrahim wa Musa, like the scriptures of Abraham and Moses. Salawatullahi alayhim ajma'in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless us with Al-Qur'an Al-Azim. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lead us upon the path of Ibrahim wa Musa wa Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa ala wa sahbihi wa sallim. This is your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. Tafsir Surah Al-A'la, Surah number 87 of our daily tafsir series. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.